neighborhood. Your newsroom. East Coast Radio Newswatch.
South Africa says it hopes the decision by Hamas to release all Israeli hostages will be met with reciprocal action by Israel. On Friday, Hamas said it was ready to release the hostages under US President Donald Trump's ceasefire plan. Trump has told the militant group to speed up the process. He believes a ceasefire in Gaza can begin immediately in a plan that would see IDF troops withdraw from parts of the territory. In a statement released yesterday, the South African government said it hopes Israel will release Palestinian political prisoners and detained children. DIRCO spokesperson Crispin Peary has called for an immediate permanent ceasefire and a political process that supports Palestinian self-determination.
They represent a critical opportunity to build a foundation for a just and durable peace. We therefore emphasize that the release of the Palestinian political prisoners, including children, and the abductees seized from the humanitarian flotilla must be urgently addressed.
This week, Israel intercepted vessels from the Global Sumud Flotilla ferrying activists, including former MP Mandla Mandela, towards Gaza, where the United Nations says famine is taking hold. And Springbok captain Siya Kolisi says his team knows how to win, even when things get tough.
I've wore this jersey when nobody wanted to watch us play and when it was hard to get a win. And now, at this moment, we know how to fight, we know how to dig deep, and I think that takes a lot, you know. And I think the way Coach Rassi came in from the beginning, it was the mentality that it just changed how we thought.
South Africa made history after securing their second successive rugby championship title when they defeated Argentina 29-27 in London last night. In a media briefing, Captain Kolisi gave credit to Coach Rassi Erasmus for their winning ways.
He told us to put ourselves aside and realize that the Springboks are a big team and we need to get back to where it needs to be. And South Africa as well, this team has done a lot for the country. It's been used in so many ways. And he got us to understand that we are just vehicles and this team will always be there. It's all about what we want to do when we're wearing the jersey.
In the US, two teenage girls have been found dead on top of a train in New York. It's feared they had been subway surfing, a trend that's been fueled by social media. Officials have described their deaths as heartbreaking and say riding on carriages is both dangerous and deadly. And the death toll in an Indonesian school collapse has risen to 37. Part of the multi-story boarding school in East Java province collapsed on Monday as students gathered for afternoon prayers. Disaster officials say the recovery operation is around 60% complete, with the search continuing for 26 missing people. The top story this hour, South Africa says it hopes the decision by Hamas to release all Israeli hostages will be met with reciprocal action by Israel. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.
I heard you say something earlier about, what was that wind warning you said?
Yeah, like the damaging winds.
Level, what do I, level?
Yellow level 4.